This piece was brought to you by White Oak Pastures, whiteoakpastures.com, heritageradionetwork.org.
Business.
Organic. The word is everywhere you look these days, from chocolate to cereal and from tobacco to toothpaste. It seems as though everyone is trying to get on the organic labeling bandwagon. Laura Baccia, CEO and Executive Director of the Organic Trade Association, explains why she thinks organic is so attractive to the public.
So I think for organic, you know, the good news is we're sort of on the right side of history on all this. The world in which the consumer expects to have transparency on their food supply and has their own set of values or needs around how their food is produced or where it comes from, there's really no going back on that. I think we can all expect that that trend is in place and it's no longer if you produce it, they'll buy it. So long-term prognosis for organic is positive because we really are the most transparent food choice for the public. Everything is, you can answer the question, how is it produced? There's an oversight system. We have an inspection system. We've got the strictest standards in terms of outdoor access, pasture requirements for ruminants, no antibiotics, no synthetic growth hormones, animal welfare standards built into the program. So we've got the complete package.
While consumer demand for organic products is at an all-time high, there is a supply and demand issue that is occurring. Recently, Chipotle announced that they were experiencing a shortage of their organic beef product and were considering using cattle that had been treated with antibiotics. Baccia comments on the difficulties of organic production.
The pinch comes in terms of availability of product and supply. And I think for a while it has been in terms of animal protein, one of the biggest pinch points. And I think everyone's going to continue to have to struggle through that as the marketplace adjusts to the desire of the consumers. But the consumer is going to keep driving that in the supply chain. So I think overall, it's a positive trend, but there's going to be bumps in the road along the way. You know, the challenges for animal proteins and organic production is the availability of feed. Our feed requirements are that everything be 100% organic, which, of course, excludes the use of genetically modified feed crops and seed planting stock. And it's about supply and the cost of that feed. There's also some inhibiting barriers around access to slaughter facilities that are certified organic to get product into the marketplace. And I think those are infrastructure issues and acreage adoption issues that, you know, we'll hopefully will work themselves out with good policy advocacy combined with that steady demand from the consumer.
While big businesses struggle to keep up with consumer demand, other corporations who are not quite committing to organic standards are still capitalizing on the consumer trend towards more healthful and humane products. McDonald's announced that they were going to begin purchasing sustainable beef by 2016. I asked Baccia what her thoughts were about the fast food giant going green.
Sustainable can mean anything to any business, and not that many businesses don't have very rigorous definitions for what that looks like for them and that they're driving towards that. It's just that for the public itself, that's not a claim that is going to have inherent deliverable benefits to them.
Like sustainable, natural is another label that does not have any set standards or verification attached to it. Cage-free, pasture-raised, and free-range are also unregulated terms. The only way to ensure that you are buying a product that was made without the use of pesticides, synthetics, genetically modified organisms, and held to strict animal welfare standards is to buy products that are certified organic. The best way to encourage production is to increase demand. I'm Sari Kamen for HeritageRadioNetwork.org.
Heritage Radio Network is a member-supported nonprofit organization broadcasting over 30 live shows a week. To learn more and donate, visit our website or connect with us on iTunes, Stitcher, Facebook, Twitter, Tumblr, and Instagram for more. The song used in this piece is Make It Right by Comanche. Thanks for listening.